From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean looking for the Egypt Air jet believed to have crashed into the sea as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Early reports that the plane's wreckage had been located near a Greek island were incorrect. Egyptian Aviation Minister Sherif Fathi spoke about the use of the word missing in referring to the Egyptian airplane.
I'm only trying to be practical and use the terms that are used by airlines at this type of incidents. Until we find the wreckage of the aircraft, identify where it is missing.
Egypt Air jet with 66 on board disappeared off radar early Thursday. Plane's disappearance has renewed security concerns about months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. The Russian plane crashed in the Sinai in October, killing all 224 people on board. Egypt's military is carrying out operations against the Islamic State fighters in the Sinai. Information came from the top U.S. General Joe Dunford, who spoke with a small group of reporters aboard a military aircraft en route from Paris to the United States. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai, once viewed as an isolated force, and the Islamic State militants across the Middle East. Nigerian Army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. Nigeria's military has been mounting an offensive since late April to flush out the rebel fighters. This is VOA News. Resuming